The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
we realize that every time we come into people's homes, we're coming into the homes of some broken hearts, broken lives, broken relationships. But I want you to know this. God cares more deeply than any human being can ever describe. I want you, please, to reach out right now and become a person's miracle, a family's miracle, a village miracle.
Next on Life Today.
You will never lack encouragement from the greatest encourager in the universe, and that's God. He loves you. We realize that every time we come into people's homes, we're coming into the homes of some broken hearts, broken lives, broken relationships, sadly broken marriages, lost lives and families. But I want you to know this. God cares more deeply than any human being can ever describe. Betty and I love you. You say, you don't know us. There might be things I'd be concerned about, disturbed about, distressed about maybe for your sake, but I would care because that's why we're here. God has put a great, big, holy care in our heart, Betty, that in many ways leads to a supernatural holy hug. We love to put God's arms around people, but I'm going to tell you something. We couldn't put His arms around very many people were it not for those of you who bring the members of Christ's body, let me show you, like the parts of the arm together, so the hand can function properly if it's connected to the head. And God makes it very clear that the church is His body, and we are His members, and we are to submit to His head, His leadership. But let me just tell you that. People who watch us tell us that they are encouraged, they are blessed, they're inspired. They see Him in others. We always say, we want you to see Him in them. We want people to see Him in you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we're here. And we want you to see what a person in need looks like. We've been feeding children now for nearly 35 years. And we have been reaching out to the suffering. I've been reaching out to the unsaved and the unredeemed now for over 60 years. And I'm not going to stop. And we're not going to stop putting God's arms around people that are overlooked. I want you just to look at this child. Can you tell that child has a need? Well, that child has diseased water. Betty, you and I have walked all over this world, and we've seen the contaminated water that kills children. And we have also seen what clean water does for a child. It saves a life. It saves a future. We've seen what a well will do for a village. I mean, it's amazing. We have actually seen what putting clean water in a country does for it. Well, Betty, we are going to ask all of our friends right now at the end of this emphasis on water this year, and we need a miracle. Call the missionaries and say, go find another area where the rigs can get that you paid for, love paid for. I want you, please, to reach out right now and become a person's miracle, a family's miracle, a village miracle at whatever level you can. Watch where Betty and I have been. See if you're not moved to become the miracle you see desperately needed.
This is a journey that we go on because we want to show you reality. We want to show you how people live.
What's supposed to be a water source? I mean, look at this. I'm so
hot right now and thirsty, but I mean, look at this water. And then there's, you know, there's another little pool right there just beyond, a little bit larger, but it's filthy. Well, this is where people come to get water. It just makes me want to lay my head down and just start crying because it's all people have.
Sí, es horrible porque, por ejemplo, ver a un niño que viene con una diarrea, que está deshidratado, y verlo que aquí a veces no podemos hacer nada porque...
This story could be repeated from thousands of locations around the world. Families suffering with diarrhea and dehydration. Tragically, for young children whose immune systems cannot ward off the effects of illnesses caused by diseased water, it can lead to an early grave. There is a simple solution that would put an end to the physical and emotional hardships families are having to endure. It can be summed up in the words of the psalmist, like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is the good news from a far country.
You know, with your help, we can provide little children like this with fresh, clean water. It's really pretty simple, but it takes all of us doing our part, joining together, to give not only a cup of water, as Jesus said, but a well of water. I pray you'll make that life-giving call today, and children and their families in so many parts of the world will receive a chance at life because of the love of God shared through you.
Betty, we have put our arms around millions of children now over the last years because of our viewers. Didn't you just want to get God's arms around every child that's thirsty or hurting?
Absolutely. And I think about that. And you know, we ask you, will you reach out and give a cup of water? I hope you understand it's more than just quenching their thirst. It's giving life into their bodies. Do you realize how important water, clean water, is to your body? How many of us grab a bottle of water because we want it to be as fresh as possible? We want it to be the good, right kind of water. That's what they need. They need that fresh, clean water to cleanse their bodies because their whole body functions from that water. And so I know that you care about them, but let's continue to reach out. Let's give them the water that they need to grow up strong. And those mothers can watch their children run and play and not have to bury them when they're so small.
You know, Jesus said, I'm the water of life. I am the essence of life. I am the way of life. I am the way to life. I am the source of life. How big and important does that make water? It's life. Jesus is life now, meaningful, abundant, bountifully, and eternally. But you have to have physical water to live, and contaminated water leads to all manner of diseases and sicknesses that kill lives. And we have a perfect, perfect cure. Would you right now, would you just take a break from your day and give somebody a break, a chance at life? Would you right now just bow your head and say, God, show me what you want me to do to share life. You gave your life. You offer and give us life. Help me to share your life by sharing your love. Lead me in Jesus' name. Would you consider getting a bank card or write a check and make it to life because that's what you're giving? Remember this, that changes everything for the people in that whole area. It's a miracle. It is an absolute promise to be effective miracle, to give life. Would you give $48 to give 10 people water the rest of their life? $144 for 30? Could you give a well? We're gonna need some people. If we're gonna reach our goal, we're gonna need some people to give a well. That's $4,800. Some to give toward a well, $2,400, and pray someone joins you, $1,200, and pray three others join you. We've got it all. Would you do it right now? Go get your bank card, call that number, or go online and say, here's the gift. God is leading me and enabling me to give, and I know I'm giving the gift of life because of His life and His love. Please do it.
How do you fight an enemy that you can't escape? One that you're forced to rely on, knowing that at any moment it could strike those you love the most. This is the story of a young mother named Bibian and others in her village. The sorrow is truly almost too much to bear, but Bibian must stay strong for the sake of her remaining children. She knows that the contaminated water in their village, the only water source they have, well, it's draining the life from her family. But she has no choice. With every bout of illness in her home, Bibian's fear grows. The water that they're getting from this, it's so contaminated. It's filled with waterborne illness. I mean, it's literally killing people. I got to sit down and talk with a mother yesterday who has lost two children in the same week because of this very water right here. But they don't have any other option. I'm asking you to believe with me that together we can give them fresh water every day.
And Betty, can we tell our viewers that we can, in fact, do that for those villages?
Absolutely. You can be part of the difference that's made. You and all, everyone else that joins with us. Let's give life to these precious children, to these villages that have no fresh water. These mothers have to offer basically death to these children because that's all the water that they have. I can't imagine the heartache as she watches her children drinking that water that she knows may kill them. So please join with us and let's be a part of drilling these wells that we can make a difference.
You know, when Betty and I watch these children as lost and see the mothers, you think our mind doesn't flash back to what people say is the greatest pain a human can experience, and that's the death of a child? And you know what happens to us when we flash back? And by the way, you know, we lost a daughter that had three teenage children. That was the greatest Christian we felt like any of us had ever known. And she was our miracle baby we were never supposed to have. You know what comes through our mind even now as we think about Robin? Robin, our little girl, has four grandchildren. She said to you many times in the last year, in the last days, you think I'll get to see my grandchildren? When she first got sick, she wondered if she'd get to see them graduate from high school. She saw one. The other she saw from heaven. Well, she has four little grandbabies right now. She's watching from heaven. Well, you think we don't think about that? You think people who lost family don't think about that? And I've said this to you, and I've got to repeat it. There's not one of you watching, and I do believe many of you grew to love Betty and to love me. She's easy to love. But you grew to love us because you watched us love others and you helped us. Well, please know this. The greatest thing you can do is give a person a chance at life. Clean water gives life, and we can drill those fresh water wells. We committed to drill 350 more this year, but we need a miracle now. We need some people who will drill a well. 4,800, if you can do that, be the miracle for that village. Not just a family, but a whole village. Give as much toward it as you could. Pray others match you to get the 4,800. But remember this, There are not many people who can't do this. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Would you right now go get your bank card or your check? Would you make a gift to life right now? Put it on that card. Use that card like a check. Whatever you can give, do it. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. We always want to bless you in your spiritual journey. But you're going to be giving somebody not only a chance at life, but also eternal life, because they're going to see the love of God through your gift. And it's going to save lives, likely help a whole village find life. Please make that gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God tumbler set. These 2 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I've just been talking to Monica, and she's been explaining her story to me, the story of her life, the story of how water has impacted that life. She's got 5 children, but then she explained that she's lost 2 of those children. She lost them because of exactly where we're sitting today, where we found her and what she's doing. She said, this water, maybe it looks like it's clean to you. I got to tell you, it doesn't look clean to me at all. But she said, maybe it looks clean to you. She said, but you don't know what's in there. And she explained how she lost 2 children because of waterborne disease. The pain was so evident when she spoke about the fact that she had lost these children. That's why she cried out to God, as she said, angrily. Said, why didn't I die first? I can understand. I think you can understand. If we lost our children, I think we'd feel exactly the same. Why could I not have died first? But you know what else she said? She said that she dreams of having a water well here. Right now, what her immediate need is water. Monica's story broke my heart. I'm sure it's broken yours. But don't leave it at that. You can't leave it there. Because then, all we're left with is 3 broken hearts. Yours, mine, and Monica's. And what Monica's left with is no future for the 3 children that remain. But if you'll act today, we can make Monica's dreams come true. If you give that gift to Water for Life, you'll be giving life for Monica, life for her children, life for the people of this area.
You're going to be immediately giving life to families. You're going to be the miracle they've longed for. The miracle you would have wanted to be in my life and Betty's life. Well, you can be that miracle right now, and it will not fail. Would you get that card, that bank card, and use it like a check? Please, go get it. Call the number that people call in to ask for prayer, and they will be. Far more calling in asking for prayer than saying, I'm making a gift. We understand that. Love pays for that call for those who just need someone to love them and pray with them. But would you call today to be the lifeline? Would you do that? Would you, as Jesus said, give a cup of water? You give a cup of water, you won't miss the reward and blessing God has through you. And I never stop and think what's coming to me. I think what's flowing through me. It's like a river of life, Betty, that flows freely. And it could flow like a very tiny faucet were it not for you. And because we come together like the family God asks us to be, like the healthy body he wants us to be, then we can lift people up out of their despair, their disease and death, and we can give them life. That's what we've been doing together. We've been doing it for 60 years in ministry. We've been doing it on television now for more than 55 years. We've been on the mission fields basically in so many ways full time for nearly 35 years. I mean, this is an amazing thing God's allowed us to do together. Give life, would you? Betty, we together, we, all of us as the body of Christ, as his family fulfilling his dream, fulfilling the desire of his heart, is to give you life. He gave his son to give us life, to become the water of life, love, peace, joy, compassion flowing through us freely like a river. Would you do it right now? We just have a short time left. Boy, we need a miracle. If you can really well do it, part of a well do it, remember, 10 people wanted the rest of their life for a gift of $48. What a miracle. You do what you can, please. Be wonderful, Betty, if we could hear from everybody in God's body and his family who are watching today. Thank you so much. We have gifts to bless you with, but I remind you, you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life, and we're pointing them to the source of eternal life, and they're going to see the love of God that made that possible. Thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. Thank you.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God tumbler set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
This is absolutely horrible to think that this is his only source of water. Been sitting here for a while, watching dogs and pigs and goats sitting in this water. I mean, the smell, it's just, it's it's enough to take your breath away. And yet I watch child after child dip their precious little cup and drink this water. It's literally killing them. But they have nothing else that they can do. This is it. We can change this for them. We could drill them a water well that will last for generations to come and produce life into their bodies. Call the number on your screen or go online and give the best gift that you can give that will make a difference, that will bring life into the lives of these children.
And I'm believing God, if there's one well left we need, coming now. If there's 25, it's coming now. You simply do your part sharing God's heart. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us and sharing His life and His love with others, especially the overlooked, the least of these. Thank you.
You know what's amazing? If we just walk in here by a dump and by just contaminated water, and little old children will come over to us and just want to, they just want a hug. Just want somebody to love them.
They do. Children do. They draw to that love and affection when they sense it, James, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we can notice them, and we can say we want to help them. But the only way we can give water to children like this and give them a better future is for you to care enough. I mean, we can come and see the need. We can pray about it. We can weep over it. But we can't meet the need unless you help us do it.
And that's when the difference is made, is when it's not only our gift, but your gift and others' gifts. That we can make a change in these areas where it's so desperately needed. Please join with us and let's do that.
Stay connected with Life Today through your favorite social media. Get access to exclusive content and news from all of the outreaches of Life. Just search Life Today and you'll be connected to exciting shows featuring your favorite guests. Never miss a moment to get inspired, get involved, and get the best of life anytime, anywhere. Life Today is always on. Subscribe, follow, like, and get the Life Today social media experience. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.